I'd be reluctant to be definitive because I don't think there's any great desire at Man United to sack him. And they can only sack him if they have a solution that they feel is better. Of course, Ryan Giggs could just walk into the position and be an interim manager until the end of the season. And maybe then, now maybe Jose Mourinho is available, but do Man United want Mourinho and all the baggage that he comes with, although he's certainly proven himself a winning coach over the years. But then Van Gaal was a winning coach before he came to Manchester United, and he certainly doesn't look like he's going to win much, at least in the short term. So I think another defeat, and God knows the way United are playing at the moment, they could certainly lose this evening. Another defeat would worsen the situation and bring him ever closer to the brink. But who knows what's likely to happen. What is sure is that it's a bleak situation, and Louis van Gaal doesn't have any idea how he could turn this round.
Yeah, this morning, Michael Carrick, he says the players haven't given up on him. Do you believe him when he says that?
Yes. I mean, I've seen Man United in four of their last five games live, and what I sense is that the players are trying, but they're not trying that hard. You know, it's like, yes, they're trying, but I don't see any desperation in the way they're playing. I don't see any of the old, we are Manchester United, we don't lose games, and now we've got to really up it. I think a lot of the players, you know, who are in the team now are not players who've grown up with Manchester United, are not players who understand what the club is about, but they feel suffocated by the expectation. And it's not a good mix, that's for sure. But I don't sense they've given up on him, but I don't sense that they're desperate to up the level of their performance and keep him in a job.
Yeah, you say the players feel maybe suffocated by the expectation. What about Van Gaal himself? As well as his bad results lately, you know, you've seen his standoff with the media. He really seems like a guy under pressure. What do you make of his behaviour recently?
I think there's an element of him being a broken man about this, because I remember I covered United's game at Watford and they won 2-1. And I was looking at them that day, and people will say, what an idiot, you know, this guy, me. Because I looked at him against Watford and I thought United looked like a team that could go on and win the league this year, because I thought they were a team that would, you know, not play great football but could grind out results. I mean, you could look at, you see Arsenal, you know the fragility they've got. Manchester City have a defence that leaks a lot of goals and they're not consistent. And I felt at that point, United were in second place, they were a point off the top. They were, you know, to me, they were a team that really could grind out results. And suddenly it's all gone wrong.